and the list goes on down the line, and the list goes on.
The list goes on. What's up, Jimmy?
A lot of people are really upset about Jarrett getting a title shot. Holy cow. I see it all over social media. Really upset. Weird, man.
I can't imagine being that bothered by it.
It doesn't bother me that much.
If he won it, I would be like, okay.
Yeah, because OC is still a pretty popular act in the company. Yeah. But a lot of people are upset. Another thing I just saw, WrestleVote says that Butch is going back to Pete Dunne.
Is he?
That's what WrestleVote said.
Good. Cool. I guess. Butch was all right. I didn't care that much for Butch. It didn't bother me one way or another, honestly.
Interesting. You had mentioned something that you want to talk about, some contract news or something?
Yeah. So when the FTC thing happened where they were trying to eliminate non-competes, I had so many people that are like, how will this affect wrestling? How will this affect wrestling? And what I learned is generally not much at all, period, point blank. And I'll go company by company. Impact largely doesn't have them. MLW's contracts are so low that they don't usually have them. Sometimes they'll work out agreements upon exit. AEW didn't seem to have them. Nobody that I talked to had a non-compete in their deal whatsoever. And a lot of people didn't even know this. But then I would speak to people in AEW and they said, well, here's the line of thinking behind that. Unless it's for disciplinary reasons, we aren't generally firing people.
Right.
So there's really no need for them anyway. We'll just let their deal ride out.
Right.
And when the deal rides out, you don't, like a lot of people are like, oh, well, they can tack on 90. No, they can't. Unless it's a provision in the contract that says, oh, well, if your deal runs out, you can't appear for 90 days and we'll pay you for that. They can't just be like, oh, you can't go make money for 90 days as an independent contractor. That's the specific thing that the FTC is looking to get rid of. Was the inability to make money doing that type of thing. And SAS saying, so what happened to the super chat I sent towards the end of the last stream? It wasn't read. Send it here. Send it right here and I'll read it. But I can't find it if you don't tell me what it is. But apologies for that. I thought we read it though. AEW, specifically, like high-level contracts I heard about, don't have them associated. But, I mean, that's the thing. There's not much of a necessity for those in that deal.
Yeah, because they don't release people, yeah.
Exactly. And WWE, at least around the time this started, they didn't have the intent of releasing a bunch of people early. So they weren't necessarily that worried about it either. But to imply that every talent doesn't like this is just completely false. There are a ton of talent that love the idea of having 30 to 90 days to get their bearings, go home, spend time with their family, get in the best shape they've ever been in. I'll give you a good example. I can't remember how long Rhino had on his TNA debut, or between his WWE release and his TNA debut. But Jimmy, do you remember what he showed up looking like in TNA? I'm going to pull up a picture of what that non-compete allowed him to look like during that period. Look, his singlet didn't fit. Like, that guy showed up jacked, and a lot of those wrestlers do love that. Now, obviously, a lot of those wrestlers would much prefer to have a job that paid them their full salary and not have to worry about that or change it. But it seems like AEW just doesn't have, or at least the people I talk to, just doesn't have non-competes. Was that surprising to you at all, Jimmy?
No. Because Tony Khan, I think, has been pretty public about the fact that they want to honor contracts, I think, from the time that they started. So, and I know that there's been confusion with some people. You know, whenever a contract expires, they would ask you on our podcast, oh, do they have a non-compete? Because they don't understand sometimes the difference between an expiring contract and a release. And so they are very different. And so that doesn't surprise me one bit. And everything that you said makes perfect sense. If someone's getting released, but they're told, you know what, we'll pay you for 90 days, stay off TV for 90 days, I can see most of the wrestlers being totally cool with that, unless they're already set financially and they just want to get to work. Otherwise, it makes perfect sense. Everything you said.
What else you got, Jimmy? Anything we missed in your list?
Yeah, I want to ask your thoughts on a report from Andrew Zarian.
The AEW show. We backed that up a little bit. I've heard that rumor.
Okay. So he said that his exact words were they're closing in on a deal to add a third in-ring show. It'd be a one-hour weekly show similar to Rampage. The rumors that it would air in the old WCW Saturday night time slot, 6:05 Eastern time. And AEW has trademarked the name Collision, which may or may not be the name of that show, but it's something that they trademarked. What are your thoughts first, before I kind of give my opinion, what are your thoughts on AEW potentially adding another weekly in-ring show?
I would consolidate Dark and Elevation into that show is what I would do, because then we'd be talking about five weekly shows for a brand. I don't need that. It's six if you count ROH. I would consolidate Dark and Elevation into that. I know there's a lot of audience. There is actually a pretty loyal Dark and Dark Elevation audience, but I would consolidate that. Yeah.
How is the Dark and Elevation viewership now? Because I haven't checked on YouTube. Well, how is it compared to when they started?
And you got to remember that these numbers that we see, they're not like, you can't compare them to Nielsen numbers, for example, because these are global YouTube numbers.
Yep.
But since last night, like, Dark has 89,000 views. Elevation has 111,000 views.
What'd they do, say, last week? Last week's episode?
Dark did 136 last week.
Okay. Okay. I've spoken in the past about how I thought Tony Khan was going to get burned out. If he's not already there, and you know, sometimes based on his social media behavior, I wonder if he's getting a little tired, but if he's not already there, man, and you're going to add another weekly show, he's stretching himself really thin, especially when you add in the football team and the soccer team, stretching himself really, really thin. To me, what do I always say to you about social media? I always say, what's the benefit, right?
Yeah.
Unless the financial terms are significant, or unless they're doing it because Warner Brothers asked for it and they want to appease their partner, unless one of those two things is the reason, I don't know what the benefit is of doing this, because I don't think there's an appetite for it. I know that Tony in the scrum after the pay-per-view said that he thinks there's an appetite. There's not. There's not an appetite for it. I think that they are going to further dilute their flagship show, Dynamite, on Wednesday. And according to Brandon Thurston from WrestleNomics, in the year-over-year viewership, not the 18 to 49 demo, just total viewership, Dynamite has been down in each of the last four quarters. Rampage has been down heavily, but Raw and SmackDown have been up. And so that means that you can't say it's cable, it's a cable cutter thing. You can't say that it's a viewership habits of change thing. It's an AEW popularity thing. So I think adding another hour is not a good idea. I think it's going to dilute their brand. I would love to know if the reason, like I said, is financial, or if Warner Brothers Discovery asked for it. I would like to know if it's one of those two things, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to me. There's no benefit. I think it's going to further hurt the rest of their shows. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I would. If they did like a recap show, I think that would make a lot of sense for them too. I mean, I like Saturday at 6:05 a lot better than I like Friday at 10 p.m.
Sure. Too. Yeah.
They wanted to move Rampage there. That would be good. They started out hot with Rampage. They got people to watch because of Punk and all that, but they conditioned people. And somebody's saying, you got to remember there's Battle of the Belts too. Yeah, that's like once a quarter though. Like if they wanted to use this as a build in for that, that'd be cool. I'll tell you what I used to love is the Sunday Night Heat WCW main event that would lead into the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I would love that to be like a time slot where AEW can lead into their big pay-per-views with that show whenever needed.
Yeah.
Like that way it's like the 0 hour thing, but they'll probably use it to lead into 0 hour and stuff like that. But I just, it's so much.
It is. It's a lot. Yeah. I just don't see people watching all of it. It is a lot. And I wonder now if they're going to do two weekly tapings. Do you think that maybe they'll have, say, the Wednesday live Dynamite taping, and then maybe they'll do another taping? Maybe they'll do Rampage live on Fridays, and then maybe tape Collision or whatever the new show is going to be.
Well, I mean, it depends on how Warner feels. I mean, that I don't know how many people are still there from the 90s. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they used to be fine with studio wrestling on their show back in the day. But
yep.
Things have changed. So,
yeah, it's going to be I'm curious how it's going to play out. But I just don't see how this goes well. I don't see how it goes well. And, I mean, Dynamite, they've struggled to hit a million on a weekly basis. And I know that they have the NBA's competition. But they've struggled to hit it. They're down versus last year. I don't know how adding another show on Saturday is going to make Dynamite numbers go up. Like, I just don't see how that's going to help.
I guess we'll see. It's just, man. And they got a reality show coming out, too. Yeah. Even more content. Like,
it
got to the point a few years ago that was so overwhelming with WWE content. And I used to pride myself on being able to consume all of it and report on all of it. And I was like, there's just no, I'll stick to the news and reviewing the shows that I watch because it's impossible to do it. Like they took the universe thing quite literally. And once they stopped making the 24-hour network thing a thing, I was like, okay. And they stopped doing so much. Like we don't see that overwhelming sense of programming. And now their profit margins are up and all that stuff too. So, as far as Tony being burned out, I would love to see how he reacts to having ROH on his plate. And if that actually it helps him, if now that he's got an outlet for a whole bunch of these other talents, that helps a little bit. But I mean, we've seen so many of the same stories in AEW that I'm like, man, where's the stuff that I was seeing in 2020 and 2021? Now it's beat this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy to get to this guy. It's every MJF and Jericho angle.
The problem, too, is that they were supposed to use Rampage to showcase talent that weren't on Dynamite. And it's a shitty time slot. Don't get me wrong. Friday at 10 is a shitty time slot, but it hasn't worked. And so are people that aren't showcased on Dynamite, if they say, well, tune in Saturday at 6:05 and you'll see those people, is that going to be enough to incent people to watch? I just don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Apparently, according to Andrew's report, they were going to announce it within the next month, apparently. So
yeah, that's what I had heard within the next few weeks. I feel like he was talking to the same people or same person I was about that. I just didn't have enough to run on it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's all I got for you, man.
Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.